All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Let's get another weather update, huh? Brought to us by Tornado Roofing and Contracting. Got a leaky roof? Take action now. Get your free estimate. Call 954-968-8155. And right now, it is 92 degrees. Sheesh. What's the feels like? It feels like 93, at least we're normal there. Some rain maybe later on today. Heat advisory.
How refreshing.
Got to stay hydrated, champ.
Yep.
Got to stay hydrated, champ. Anyway, you guys can get on the program. Our Twitch chat is ridiculous right now, as is our YouTube. Trying to keep these jackals in order. Ridiculous. Especially this El Burre. Ridiculous. He's like, if Joe Burrow was on the Dolphins, you'd love him. All right, great. Congratulations. You boxed me in.
I mean, he's not wrong.
Root for a player who was on the team that I root for? Wow. Got me.
Well, you don't even root against a player that actively terrorizes your team.
He blames me for last segment.
Brittany, you were muted on our end. Could you say that again, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was saying that you don't even fight against the man who beats your team. So who's to know that you would be a Joe Burrow fan if he was on the Dolphins?
If he was on the Dolphins, I would be rooting for Joe Burrow, but he's not on the Dolphins.
You would be rooting for Joe Burrow to be healthy.
Of course. That's what everybody should be rooting for. You know? Listen, Giannis, were there things that I found Giannis to be a little obnoxious about when he was not on the Heat? Of course. Now he's charming. Oh, what a guy.
Chata.
What a guy. Chata. Oh, can't wait to watch him play basketball. You know,
yeah. Think of how much you said I had enough of Giannis.
Oh, dude, remember when Giannis got gentlemen swept by the Heat and he goes, oh, there is no failure. There's just steps to success. I'm like, what a ridiculous thing to say that was. I mean, just take your ass kicking and move on, Giannis. Now if he says that in the Heat jersey, that's words of wisdom. Words of wisdom from the Greek freak. Love that guy. Nick T says, flip-floppery at its finest. Some call it flip-floppery. I call it being human. Tit for tat. Different strokes for different folks. So on and so on and Scooby-Dooby-Doo.
You know what? You need to stop. I don't like it.
The headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. At a Domino's game, you always find your abuelito, and whenever you want a low price, you save with your Pricito. Save now with your Pricito at Doral Kia. Dolphins. Giants. Tomorrow, 4 o'clock. Game day uncensored at 2. Let's hear from a wonderful mustache, and that is Jacob Rodriguez. And this is what he had to say.
Winning. I don't care how we do it, when we do it. It's just everything's about winning, I think. As a team, obviously, like, you got to try to grow your role as much as you can. I'd love to be on the field and playing every single snap I can. And if I'm not, I'm not. But if we're winning, I'll be happy. You know, I want everything, all the success for this team. I think I trust everybody in this building, you know, from the GM to the head coach to everybody. And I truly believe that if we continue to work how we're working, that we will move forward and start winning games and start having a lot of fun doing it. And so I think that's the biggest thing for me.
What a guy. Gooseys.
He seemed like he bought that football, boss.
Yeah, he does. He got to with a mustache like that. Great interception by him yesterday.
I don't feel that this mustache makes me more physical.
Well, you've gone away from the pure mustache. Like, you can already see some shadow. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I used to shave twice a week, and because of the arm,
right?
I'm to once a week, but I might go back to twice a week.
You think you might maybe you just for men the mustache, you know, you dye it on up, make it a little darker. Maybe that would make you feel like Jacob Rodriguez.
No.
All right. I'm just saying.
I'm just like, I ain't doing nothing. I'll just trim it. I'm not.
If he just for men's his mustache, you are going to make fun of this.
Who's
going to
be number one?
That's not what? True.
Soon I will as I, be wait, right after, soon, okay?
Soon as I get
I
on,
admit, wait, I would do too.
That's not true.
Be like, What did you do?
I'm not gonna do that.
If oh, you like you did that, when my wife
you're literally made grinning it blue? Behind your microphone.
Remember when it made it blue?
Blue is one thing.
I mean, was fantastic.
Blue is one thing. If you made your, but if you wanted to sharpen up the mustache, you wanted to go a little less. You want a little more pepper than salt. I got no problem with that. Do you, baby?
No, nice try, buddy.
I'm not gonna make fun of you.
You would make so much fun of him.
Do you know what that is? That's me. Soon as I zoom in, a bit waiting to happen.
I love the fact that
right. I'm not adding to it.
I'm very disappointed. I don't like that this hour, these last hour, whatever it's been, has turned into thoughts Tobin should have or will have. I'm telling you what I would have. I'm an honest guy. I wouldn't make fun of you for dyeing your mustache.
You're literally laughing.
You're literally laughing
at it.
Why would I make fun of him for that?
Because
you're you.
It would be so out there, and it would look actually kind of insane.
Especially when you've seen me for the last few years getting grayer and grayer, all of a sudden?
You're completely appropriate. Yeah, but dyeing your beard is not the same as dyeing your hair.
Yeah, but I'm gonna do the goatee back.
Yeah, exactly. It is not the same. It actually looks worse.
You don't know that. He could look fantastic.
No, I watch a show. And it's actually a spin-off. Well, not really a spin-off, but like Stassi has like a different show now. Not Vanderpump Rules, whatever. Forgot what it's called. Anyway, her husband, he has a moment where he goes to the barbershop and they dye his mustache and his beard. And oh my God. It's too much.
It's like, we know. So then they say,
oh, okay, like, do you want to throw in some more salt and pepper to it? Because it was so dark and it just didn't look good.
Yeah, I'm not saying put shoe polish on it. I'm just saying if you wanted to take out a little bit of the salt crackles, that's fine, dude. Do you?
Listen.
House of Stassi.
You know you're my guy. But part of the reason why I know you're my guy is your guy is the first one that gets you.
Nope.
What? So you saying if I did it, you wouldn't do anything. You wouldn't say nothing.
Mm-mm.
Man, if you were to come back with that.
Okay. Okay.
Tobin.
Okay. No. Okay. First, I'm going to let this grow out. It'll take like a month. And this will get long. And I'm going to trim it, whatever. And then I'm going to do it.
Can you both do it?
Who? Can who both do it? He can't grow enough hair.
No, because that would make my year.
If I wanted to have Jacob Rodriguez's mustache, I could. I choose not to.
You'd be 82 years old before you got enough for us to notice.
You're silly.
He's be like, I finally did it. I'm here. Look.
If I wanted to have the Jacob Rodriguez, I could, but I choose not to.
Yeah, just like you had it the last time. You stuck it on your face.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. I like the way that I look, but if you wanted to dye your mustache,
this is from Sunday.
Okay.
Not even a week.
I couldn't tell you I shaved before the show today, so you know it's already. I'm kidding.
It's you already need to stubbly. Let that bit go. You can't grow facial hair, buddy. It's okay.
I can. I don't know why you say things that aren't true, though. It's not
as like, long I, as I've inact- known you. I've never even seen you with like rough.
Oh, that's not true. Come on.
That's it. That's the extent of your mustache.
That was my disguise for my flea market bunny.
Look, no hair.
Never has he had hair.
I swear. I could if I chose to. If I chose to. But I choose not to. I choose not to.
Nope.
You know?
Mm. You smiling with that bunny.
You had hair.
That bunny was a pervert. Why don't you grab onto the big bunny? I'm telling you, dude.
One of the promo guys that story, and yeah. We were laughing all over again. It was fantastic.
I'm telling you, dude. Just give it a little whirl. What's the worst that could happen? You shave it the next day. Big deal.
You is the worst thing that could happen.
All right. I don't like that. I'm a good friend.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Good friends are the ones that get you first. Like, how many times have you ever? Like you and your girlfriends get ready to go out, and then one of your girlfriends come out and go, what are you doing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they can do it. They're your friends. I would be more offended if a stranger came up to me and said, hey, buddy, a little too much on the You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, that would be more offensive.
Can you please do it?
You would do it for the bit.
You can dye your eyebrows.
My eyebrows don't have any gray.
You can make them darker to match. That'd be really cute.
I'm telling you, he'd look good with that
Jennifer,
mustache.
Jennifer, you already said what would happen if I did it. You can't then all of a sudden.
No, I said what would happen, and then I said I would add on to it because I know myself.
Oh, I'm telling you, he'd look great with a dyed mustache. I'm telling you. I already know this.
You know what?
Please do it.
No. I'm going to text Big Spoon right now.
I want to know. So she'll like it. I bet you she'd be like, oh, can I do it tonight? Because she loves
changing. She won't look. They love making me like if Rebecca was here. Oh, Dad, let me do this. Let me. You got some hairs. Let me.
If you were to bring up this idea, she would go home just for it, and then you'll be happy. Well,
right.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Crazy. Man. Let us know what she says. We got to take a break. More to come here on the show. We're back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. We'll get back into the shenanigans in just a second. But baseball season is in full swing, and there's no better place than Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform, to trade the national pastime. Miami, do they think they're in the playoffs? Well, they're going to have to get things on the right path. Currently trading at 7%, so you still got faith. You guys can pick that trade, and a $100 trade pays out at over $1,300 to make the postseason. Tonight, they start a 3-game series against Washington at home, and you can trade all of those matchups on Kalshi as well. On Kalshi, you're trading against your peers in a live market, meaning there's no house, and as the probability changes, you can buy in and out of your position. And if you want to download the Kalshi app today, you can use my code Tobin to get $10 when you trade 10. Kalshi, Kalshi, trade on anything. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory. Have you heard from Big Spoon?
Yeah, I text her at 119. She responded at 119.30.
And?
What color?
I said
black ass. That's boring.
Oh.
But is it? You need to give her the whole picture of what that would look like.
No, boring. It doesn't matter.
Like, what does she want you to do? She wants you to, like, go.
You don't understand. She now calls me Papa Smurf.
That's great.
From.
Yeah, that's not a reason not to dye your beard.
Like, yeah, no, she's not getting close to me.
She wants you to go red.
She would literally go get a box with black on it, and then I would have like a pink.
What if we mix it with red?
What about a blonde mustache?
Ooh, let's do red, like my hair.
So you can match with Brittany.
Mm-hmm.
See, now you think I'm a bad guy, but I only wanted you to trim up some gray, and now everybody wants to turn you into
you
a clown.
You wanted him with frosted
tips. Right, exactly.
That'd be kind of cool.
What?
Exactly. Frosted tips.
I don't have tips.
On here, your mustache.
And just do that.
Can we twist his mustache? But
you do realize in order to do that, first you would have to get rid of all the gray.
Right. Can we?
I'm not doing combo colors. What do you think this is?
Can we dye your mustache and then can you twist it like an intangible handlebar?
See, he wants to add character to it now. I just want you to add years back into your life in a funny way.
I want Leroy to look like a Peaky Blinder. I'm sorry. Now I've opened this up because I know she's going to bother you all weekend about this.
Yeah. No. Or
he chose to text her.
I'm gonna be watching golf and I'm gonna doze off and I'm gonna feel like
there's gonna be
that's foil. That's how my beard got blue.
Yep.
My goatee.
Yep.
Because you fell asleep where you wanted it to happen.
No, she was doing her hair and she had some extra and she just put it on my.
And you said yes, you wanted.
No, I said, well, I mean, I didn't know it was blue though.
You knew it was gonna end like a catastrophe.
I didn't know it was blue.
Big Spoon loves the bits.
Yes.
She loves the bits. So
and wait, if I ask Rebecca,
oh man,
I'll be home this weekend.
Oh, for sure.
Project.
Think of the same thing. If she gives one iota of an opening to Snitchy Mouse, there'll be a tag team going after your mustache.
I'll drive her to you real quick.
Good luck, mm-hmm. dude.
Really?
Road trip.
I just wanted to keep it simple, you know.
Well, I don't have a beard right now, so it's a moot point.
No, but your mustache.
Yeah.
Yeah, but seen a lot of gray. Just saying.
I'm old. I'm like, okay.
I'm just saying we could sharpen it up. You look like a detective.
I mean, I could probably fill my whole head with Joe's shavings because I'm falling on him.
Oh man. So anyway, tomorrow Dolphins preseason. Anybody you want to see? Anything? Like, is there a backup you're interested in?
I don't think the young guys should be getting a whole bunch of breaks. Like, you have to get them into getting ready for a game. So I want to see the young guys out there. Like, when I'm talking about Savai and I'm talking about
Proctor.
You can go on defense. I need to see KG. You know what I mean?
KG's been banged up. I don't think he's going to play.
He's going to be banged up.
Zeke Biggers.
Rodriguez is probably going to play a lot.
Freaky J?
Yep.
Or Freaky, what do they call that guy? Yeah, Freaky J.
Freaky J.
Yeah, I want to see Freaky J out there.
So there's a lot of, you know, a lot of things that they need to get better at.
Do you think Jordan Phillips?
As young guys, you can only do it through reps. You can't. And this is why the practices, like, they may help, but they aren't the game.
Do you think Jordan Phillips, like, goes to the guys and he goes, can we do something besides Freaky J? Could we do Strong J? He goes, you're Freaky J now. Sorry.
Freakishly strong.
He goes, yeah, but I don't think people are going to leap to that's where it is. He goes, doesn't matter. It's for us. It's not for
them. They just picture him dancing around with his belly, slapping his belly. That should be his – that should be a sack thing, right? Is wiggling. But somebody already did that. Pork Chop used to do that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Who else was it? Wasn't there a guy on the there's a guy who was on the Jags back in the day who was named Pot Roast.
Yeah.
Pot Roast would do
that. That was
too.
His thing too.
Yep.
But again, notice the body types that do the belly celebration.
Schmeathan says Chunky T wants to see Freaky J. Thanks a lot, Schmeathan. Thank you. Just when you think Schmeathan's at his pitch count, he just comes up.
Yeah, no,
100 miles right on the black.
They send him right back in.
Point for Twitcher.
Unbelievable. Oh, my goodness. Hey, Taste at the Track is returning at Gulfstream Park on August 29th with a Taste of Havana. We got your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to go. You guys can enter. Just go to the contest page at WQAM.com if you guys want to win your way in. Taste of the Track at Gulfstream Park on August 29th for their Taste of Havana. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up here on a Friday and play a little You're Dead to Me. That's next. My first one just goes to joint practices. Joint practices are dead to me. And it's not that I don't see You're the importance of them, but the over magnification of joint practices is dead to me. It's become too much. I agree. I stand with Saquon Barkley. I think that we've gotten crazy about this. The coaches, they all get their tickle sticks going about it because they get to control the environment. Everybody's hot as hell. There's brouhahas. It's not real. And now I don't get any kind of entertainment at all. I don't even get at least last week I got a drive. I don't even get a drive this upcoming week. So joint practices are dead to me. Also dead to me, the Charlotte Hornets. I mean, that's so embarrassing.
You're dead to me.
You're sitting here and you're making a trophy for winning a play-in game, not even making the playoffs out of said play-in game. And I just find that so sad. I find that so sad and pathetic. But what should I expect from the Hornets? Dead to me. Leroy?
I'm going to stick with football and say the whole preseason. Preseason's job and goal was to get young players and veteran players in shape to play football during the season. And now they play an additional game. And for the last 2 years, ever since everybody went to this, let's keep everybody safe for football, football the first couple of weeks has been hot garbage. And so I blame football for it. I blame that these people don't see that we're not ready for football when the season starts. And how can we prepare our team for that? This team has a boatload of young players that are going to be playing football for a long period of time this year, more football than they've ever played. And you're going to warm them into it, young players? No, you got to set the tone. You got to show them how to be professionals.
Got to stay hydrated, champ.
And getting like, oh, I'm only going to do three plays. As a young guy? No, you do that for the veterans.
Right.
And you don't have any. You got a couple, and they ain't playing. So I'm just frustrated because I don't want to hear anybody on any team complain about sloppy football the first 2 weeks of football. Because in your efforts to keep somebody healthy and safe, now we're going to have a whole bunch of soft tissue injuries because they're going to crank their body up to get ready for football, and they ain't going to be ready. Watch. Watch what happens.
Jennifer, who's dead to you?
Well, whoever decided that this was okay and decided to trigger me this past week, they're dead to me. Because what do you mean this got approved and now we're trying to make shoes with no soles become a thing?
Who? What?
You're dead to me.
I don't like it.
Chanel, look at her dirty feet.
Yeah, that's just disgusting.
Gross.
That's disgusting.
You know what's crazy? I didn't look at her face.
Exactly. What makes you think I want those
shoes?
Why
is she trying to walk like she still has heels?
Like she's a princess or something.
Who is that?
Margaret Qualley.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know.
She's a very famous mother. I'm trying to remember what her was. But either way, it's like also they're Chanel, and I could only imagine the price of these shoes. You're gonna sell me shoes for like thousands of dollars with no soles. Absolutely.
You know, I'm gonna put a quarter in her cup.
Her mom is Andie MacDowell.
Oh,
yes. She's very famous.
Very famous. She was in Groundhog Day.
What is this?
No, Tobin?
I'm going to send and get a picture for you.
I know Andie MacDowell. She's got like, she's dark hair, blue eyes, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Curly, dark hair.
Now she has salt and pepper.
I've seen the mom. I know who the mom is. I see her in a ton of stuff.
Yeah.
She's super famous.
Why can't she afford shoes for her daughter?
Her daughter can afford her own shoes.
The thing is, her daughter is pretty famous too. Yes.
What's her daughter in?
She was in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. She recently did what?
I don't know.
A show in The Maid. She was married. She just did that Substance movie.
She's in Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, she was in Happy Gilmore too. She did the Substance movie with Demi Moore.
I actually kind of recognize her. I just don't recognize her with her stupid shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we didn't even
look. It's ridiculous. Look at that. Look how dirty her feet is.
And why is she walking on her tippy toes to like try to act like she's on got heels?
To look graceful or something. To sell the shoes. She's foot modeling there, except it's not working.
I think the thing that I find annoying about it is Chanel's just sitting back here and they're like, they've been making shoes for what, 100 years? And it's like, they probably have done all the shoe ideas and they're just like, what if we make half a shoe, darling? We'll sell it for $1 billion.
No, yeah, I'm curious to see how much it is for half a shoe.
Yeah, and then some idiot's just like, oh, this Chanel. It's called the heel.
They haven't announced it yet. They haven't announced how much exclusive. It costs.
Yeah, why would you announce?
Because why would you want this?
It's not even a shoe. It's the ingredients of a shoe.
It's crazy. It says that it can cost anywhere up to $1,500 to $2,700.
For a heel?
That's crazy.
You're exactly. This is what irks me. This is what triggers me. Okay. What are we doing?
I don't trust fashion and I don't trust Art Basel. Like, this is the whole point.
Agreed.
This is the equivalent to the banana.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like, oh, Oh, your shoes, our shoes? Don't you want to be one with Earth, but not all one with Earth?
She doesn't live in Florida.
Oh, no way.
I mean, she might with this.
No, she would cook her feet.
What does she want to protect the soul?
Patas sucias, 1,000.
What is more sensitive, the heel or the soul? I feel like you'd want to like have at least the arch protected.
No, the soul is more sensitive. Like the heel is actually like a pretty solid part of your foot.
Are you sure this is real?
Yes, it's real.
It's totally real. Like, why
That's
would
crazy.
I?
This I don't
is
know.
So real.
I just don't know. How is the world getting dumber?
I don't know.
AI.
You know somebody's going to wear those too.
When's the next? When does LaMelo Ball with us to a game?
More like Shea Gilgeous Alexander would be the type to wear those.
Oh, that's true.
Listen, if I were to see, mind you, I don't like toes. I don't like seeing people's toes, okay? My toes are fine. I can see my toes. Every other people's, no.
I don't show toes.
It's imagine you were wearing these.
Oh my, I would pay money.
I'm going to help him tie it.
Also, are they like one size fits all? I'm so curious.
No, it literally looks like she went on Survivor and that's what she could make. I can make a heel protector as my shoe, not a shoe. It's crazy.
It's ridiculous. And why insane. Is there two knots on this?
And like, she looks so uncomfortable. She's just like, yeah. This is stupid, isn't it?
I would be too.
Because it's hot!
And her feet are just dirty too. It's making me mad. Take it off.
I know.
It's so upsetting.
I got so triggered watching this.
I'm like, you're a beautiful young lady. What's She's up with beautiful. Them dirty ass feet?
No, Chanel.
Brittany, who's dead to you?
So I have two. I have like one that's kind of silly because I have not mentioned it at all. I'll show. Just need to make sure everybody knows. F1 is officially back, baby.
Oh,
summer break is dead to me. Summer break is dead to me. Wow. I just need to let you guys know. Prepare to be sick of me, as we are in You're the thick of the me. Season now. The real
what
championship.
What do we got? The Daytona 500.
I mean, can I give you a minus one?
Don't ask.
You have the button.
Minus one.
I support you in all that you do.
I don't feel like you supported me with my Joe Burrow.
Because it's a bad take. It's not my fault you had a bad take. So yeah, summer break is dead to me, but also braking car assistance, the braking assistance on people on cars. You guys know what I'm talking about, how your car senses that you're getting too close to something, so it brakes automatically for you. So this morning on my drive to work, I was driving and somebody decided that they were going to turn very slowly into a parking lot, and I had it all under control. I was braking. We were just fine, and my car didn't think that I was braking with much urgency. So it decided to brake for me and slam the brakes so hard that my hard-boiled eggs that I had in the seat next to me to eat for breakfast went flying in my car.
Yeesh.
Yeah, but they have a shell. They were protected.
No. I had already unpeeled them. They were cut. They had salt,
so
pepper on them. I was just eating them on my. I was eating them on my way to work.
That's a stinky
sorry,
mess.
Brittany. That's the worst.
It was
That's a stinky mess.
Awful. And then I couldn't reach. Like, I couldn't reach to the bottom of my seat to grab, like, my bag because my purse also fell on top of the eggs just to make everything better. And so I couldn't grab any of it. So I'm just driving down the street today, and my egg, you could just see the egg sitting on my purse.
That's rough. That's bad.
As you guys can see, the egg is just sitting on my purse.
Schmeathan says, eating boiled eggs in your car, were you raised by wolves?
I was eating my breakfast on the way to work.
Protein.
How is that crazy?
That's a gamble.
How is that a gamble?
That's a gamble.
It's an easy travel food.
It is an easy travel food.
Well, are you
they serve these things to you in school.
Are you housing the eggs on like one bite? Like, what do you?
No.
Because, I mean,
if it wasn't one bite, would it be on the?
Because there's always like the yolk remnants, even with the even with it being hard boiled, like it kind of flakes off a little bit.
No, it doesn't.
A little bit.
Not if you're careful.
Oh, okay. Chicken wing bone. Like I'm gonna believe you.
Imagine looking over that red light.
Or the shrimp underneath his hair.
I just eat my eggs. I eat them in two bites usually. I just take one bite, I keep it in my hand, and then I take the last bite.
Very graceful when she eats.
Very graceful. So yeah, I couldn't have my eggs this morning, so I'm a little hangry right now. Not gonna lie. Maybe that's why I sounded off on you with the Joe Burrow thing.
At least you didn't get into a fender bender though.
Thank God. I mean, I was fine. I was never gonna hit the car in front of me. I don't know what was wrong with my car. It's stupid.
This is why, you know, the older the car, the better.
This is why I don't trust robots.
No.
Can't even do a simple task of letting you finish your eggs.
and the yet, most like somehow humiliating part was just look like the whole drive to work, just seeing my egg sitting on top of the purse. Yeah.
You're just like
in the heat.
No, I was able to throw them away when I got here. So
my car
won't be stinky, but
well, you hope.
I pray.
There could be a straggler.
Like, let's pray. But there's not.
Keith says he just likes saying burro. Shut up, dude. You don't know the bit.
Guys, I found more pictures.
No.
Okay, but that one doesn't even fit her. That one doesn't even
fit
her.
Look how pissed off she is.
I want to know how much the person who came up with this dumbass idea got.
Look at this. She's so mad.
At least she's on carpet.
I mean, yeah.
She's not walking the streets barefoot. And she got a jacked up big toe, too. Listen, I noticed big toes. Go back.
Yep.
Look at that left foot. She got a little bunion coming.
Oh,
see it?
I see it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you better put some socks on, girl. That thing ain't going to get better.
She looks like she could cut on the dime, though.
Isn't it sad how there's like three models of the same?
And all her toes look the same length. That is freaky.
Leroy,
this is why her toes. Like,
that's those Fred Flintstone feet.
She got the capybara feet.
Capybara feet is crazy.
That's why she's miserable. She's like, well, at least they're paying me.
Right. Because I'm getting paid, but I look like
a capybara. You want me to what?
Does it look like she has like sound canceling headphones on or something like that? Like she doesn't want to hear the criticism or people saying, put some shoes on.
I just love how it's slipping off the back heel. It's really what's getting me.
Horrendous.
Look at that.
This has to be worse than when a sock gets off, like while you're
wearing. Oh, when the sock rolls up in your shoe? Yes.
Oh, that's the worst.
That's the worst.
Awful. The worst. Because you're always doing something and it's annoying you and you don't have time to stop and fix it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. But. Oh my goodness.
He's got them capybara feet, dude.
We literally have nothing to do on Friday. We're sitting here. That is like.
It's crazy.
Listen, you better be on the beach in a bikini if you're barefoot. End of story. Not just walking down the street. Unless you're in your bikini coming from the beach, of course.
Man, that's crazy. But I think the thing that's most annoying is about it is, you know, somebody was in a fashion meeting being like, this is the thing, darling. And they're
you're
like,
so innovative.
Oh yeah. God. Oh, you're the devils that wear Prada, you know, just so great. So great.
They're the inspiration for the third movie.
Yeah. I watched like the first 10 minutes of it. That was out.
It's honestly kind of the same thing as the first one.
Anne Hathaway's a mess and Meryl Streep is stuck up.
No, actually, it's kind of reversed, though.
Oh, like, she becomes the stuck-up one.
Not stuck-up, but she's the one that's kind of saving Meryl Streep.
I don't like that.
But then at the end, she pulls the same thing that she did in the first movie, like in the limo or whatever. Just basically,
Meryl doesn't need saving.
She doesn't. She's one step ahead, just like that girl with the shoe.
Oh, man, what a terrible idea. All right, everybody. That's our show for today. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow. Game Day Uncensored. 2:00, getting ready for preseason game number 2. Myself and Solana, Omar Kelly, Chris Perkins. We'll get you ready. I'll be wearing full shoes. And that's it, man. That's our show for today. We will talk to you rascals on Monday. And it's on the menu. And I was like, chocolate noir.
That's what I am. Hey, you drank some Leroy.
I want to yuck your yum right now.
I got a tight ass.
I'm beautiful.
I see y'all when I see y'all.